Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
I am Seth Geist.
They call me Blanco Papa.
All right. So tonight we are talking about the warped El Oso Blanco Papa. It's not necessarily called Papa because this is the only one right now, but Papa is the Vitola in original El Oso. So I'm assuming other Vitolas are coming. So I'm just going to get in front of it and put Papa on
Smart,
here.
Smart.
So, I missed my opportunity to say, I love it when you call me Big Papa.
There you go. You threw that out there. Thank you for picking that up, Jim.
Yeah. It's a Toro 6x48. Comes out of the El Titan de Bronze factory in the United States. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Connecticut. Binder's from Nicaragua. Filler is Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. Blended by Kyle Gellis. Price point is $18. Cigar was released in November of 2021, and we picked these cigars up from Corona Cigar Company. So if you are in Florida, stop by one of their multiple locations for a great experience, or you can go online at coronacigar.com and have a great experience as well. All right, June, take us through your overall experience with this cigar.
Immediately noticed a lot of this like savory saltiness to the blend. Not quite like umami kind of a vibe, but you know, like some cigars, you just, it's like there's a savoriness to it, right? And there's like a salted kind of character to it. So to that extent, not what you get typically out of a traditional cigar, but welcome. A lot of minerals, a lot of cedar. Retro is really intense. It's just like this white pepper and this like just really kicked up big time out of nowhere. Medium strength body, medium body, medium full strength, medium body. And by the last third of it, that mineral that I kept getting was just like big time ramped up, irritated my throat. And it just got worse and worse throughout the cigar that went on. So not a good showing, Kyle. Not a good showing.
All right, Seth, what was your experience like?
Yeah, I mean, first third opens up, I was getting some cream, honey notes, some cedar, coffee, sweet spices, white pepper. I know June mentioned that. Kind of second third is pretty similar. It's just not overly complex, just kind of keeps on delivering a flavor profile along those lines. And then the final third, it really just kind of starts declining. Lots of tobacco, cedar, and hay notes, some spice, medium strength and body. Really good construction, nice burn, nice draw, just an enjoyable flavor profile.
All right, John.
Man, I should have lit up the original El Oso Papa because I still have a box in my humidor just to compare. But this is radically different. First, I'll start out.
The original was not El Titan, right? Was it?
No, I think it was.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it was. Yes, it was. Mm. But there was like the Lancero, which had the Mexican San Andreas, whatever. Yeah.
It started out good. I actually got a blast of baking spices and sweetness right off the start. And then I got, and I'm surprised June didn't mention this, I actually got like a cardboard aroma, which was very surprising. I was like, oh, that's unusual. And then I got a little bit of that component in the profile, which I'm sure that was all about. It wasn't unpleasant. It was just not what I expected. Mild chocolate, baking spices, dry wood, bread. So, you know, it was all right. Maybe expecting more from an $18 cigar, but it was all right. For me, then the middle third and the last third were pretty average. Just kind of really mild combination of bread and dry wood, with the dry wood kind of driving the profile, and the last third, same kind of thing. Construction wise, I had a relay and a touch up. So I was like, boy, that's a bit of a drag on an $18 cigar. Draw was pretty good though. So, it's pretty average overall. Aaron.
Yeah. For me, the cigar started with heavily toasted cedar and bold baking spice. Some dry earth and mustiness joined a bit later. Final third saw the toast transition to char and kind of built up along with a little bit of bitterness. Construction was absolutely perfect for me. No issues. But it had the cigar was a pretty basic flavor profile for the first two thirds, and then kind of dropped down in the final third as that char and bitterness built up. that heavy toast and char just kind of put a damper on the profiles. I felt it was like a good profile that was kind of hiding underneath all of that. But it just was masked and it couldn't come out. So, price point's really high as well. So it's really hard to, you know, want to come back to this. I put in my review that I was curious to see what you guys thought, to see if I was missing something, but, apparently I wasn't missing anything at all. So it's not something that I'm going to come back to. It was just too expensive for the delivery of what it was. So, getting the score, I was going to start out with the top with Seth at 5.85. John was next at 5.80. I gave it a 5.40 and June gave it a 5.25. So Seth, how'd that 5.85 match up for you?
I mean, it's not, I don't know. It's one of these things. It's an improvement for Kyle out of some of the recent stuff.
As compared to, what is that one called?
Chinchali?
Chinchali
was much cheaper though.
Yeah, Chinchali was much cheaper. That's a generous 5.85. I don't know. It's not worth it. Yeah. John?
Yeah, I mean, the score matches up well, and we'll get into it. But yeah, I mean, $18 for 5.8. Come on, man. Come on, man.
My 5.4 matches up well. I mean, it was below average flavor profile, but perfect construction. So you just get yourself close to that vaunted 5.5, but not quite there. All right, June 5.25.
Very disappointing, especially knowing that it's coming out of El Titan, which I respect most of the things that we've had out of El Titan. So if you do this bad out of El Titan,
yeah, so it's not a cohibus cerium or anything for you.
No, I mean, listen.
How dare you say that in comparison to this one?
But June, let's say this. We defended, you know, some people's factories, saying, listen, that's what the blend they wanted, so that's what they gave them. This could be the blend Kyle wanted, so that's what El Titan gave them.
I mean, that actually leads me to my next discussion I want to ask you. Is just like ask you guys is what is Kyle doing in this, like, I don't know, I call it a mini resurgence back into the cigar market. Like what is this?
What is his resurgence?
You mean with the Florian new releases?
Yeah. Like it's been miss after miss.
I don't know.
Like terrible miss after miss. So and I would assume Kyle has a good palate contention based upon, you know, his earlier stuff.
Previous hitters more part of it. Black Honey. Like previous original mini hitters.
Not just here and there.
Don Ronaldo.
Many hitters.
109.
Yeah. Here's another wrench to get thrown into it. Cloudhopper gets on the CA top 25 list, so now he doesn't know that anything's wrong, right? So
wait a minute, did it?
That's a whole different discussion.
So
I missed that. Cloudhopper?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It was like
I don't know how anybody takes that list seriously.
Well,
it's low 20s, right? Or something like that.
It's because the girl gets on the talent show and she starts singing and none of her friends have said, you can't go on the talent show. And she says, why? It's like, because you can't sing, girl. You can't sing. You got to go back and practice.
I know he has a good palate, I think.
Did we review who? No, he doesn't.
We didn't review Cloudhopper, no.
No.
Okay, I bought some and I smoked them. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I agree. I had some and I was like, what is this?
I mean, his past releases are all hitters as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but what where's the cutoff? I know, June, you like that 6102R or whatever.
6102R
like
was. I loved
it. But that was that the end?
I think that was the end.
That was the end.
Because Black Honey was before that, right?
Yeah. There was a second release of Black Honey.
It was
La Colmena was before that.
What was that little annual Skyflower?
Skyflower was before
like
that.
2018 or 2017 was probably Kyle's last year.
6102R, I think, was the last one.
Before.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 2016. Let's see. When was that?
Yeah, 16 or 17, I would say.
No, 6102R had to have been like 18 or 19.
It was 18.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Skyflower, 18. I think, was.
I love that one. 16? Like, meaning I was ready to buy a chest. Of the
because it was a good cigar, because it tasted good and it had great construction. And it was a great cigar.
So, listen, he has a really good year 18. So then, you know, you can't. It's
18. I'm going to Google it.
I bet it's 18.
You think he's going to push it aside?
But he got dropped off the face of the planet. And I mean, he's not the only one.
Well, I just bought us some Nicotinas, so we're going to go for another round.
God damn it.
We'll see how it goes.
It was good to come back. It's always good just to see what it is.
All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalace.com. 2016. 61 and 2R 16?
Original 2016.
Oh, and it's been a while.
It's been a hot minute.
All right. Forget everything I said. Don't follow us. Don't read anything we do or watch anything we
unfollow, do. Unsubscribe.
Unfollow. Go follow CA.
Unfollow it's us from all your social media.
We don't know
channels
anything.
Like Kyler Murray
it's
did.
It's been that long since. I mean, okay. So I'll give a lot of these guys like 2023 through 2020. As of right now, I'll give a lot of them like, okay, that's okay. I'll give you the opportunity just to say, listen, you fell off the face of the planet due to the pandemic. But between 2016 and 2020, that's 4 years, man.
It's going to take another year of working the blend to get, you know, back to pre-2020 levels, man. So, like, I hate to say it, but 2022 is going to be a Mad Max ghost land of, you know, not great, sadly.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be what it's been.
Anyway.
All right. You know where to find us. Catch us there. We'll see you next time.
Bye.